This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. All Pueblo Council of Governors oppose Holtec and WCS ISP. On October 17th, the All Pueblo Council of Governors affirmed their commitment to protect Pueblo natural and cultural resources from risks associated with the transport and storage of the nation's growing inventory of high-level radioactive waste from sites across the country to proposed semi-permanent sites in southeastern New Mexico and midwestern Texas. The council adopted a resolution expressing opposition to the license applications by two private companies, Holtec International and Waste Control Specialist Interim Storage Partners, LLC, to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. If both licenses are approved, transportation of high-level radioactive waste would begin to the proposed multi-billion-dollar consolidated interim storage facilities in Lee County, New Mexico, and Andrews County, Texas. The All Pueblo Council of Governors represents the collective voice of the member 20 sovereign Pueblo nations of New Mexico and Texas. The All Pueblo Council of Governors opposes the proposed massive transportation campaign for nuclear waste crisscrossing the United States. Their concerns include the lack of federal tribal consultation regarding determination of transport routes and availability of resources, training and infrastructure for tribal emergency preparedness, response, and risk management for potential incidents during shipment. The resolution urges meaningful government-to-government consultation with the Pueblos by federal regulators about transport concerns and calls upon the five members of New Mexico's congressional delegation to take proactive steps in support of Pueblos. Council Chairman E. Paul Torres said, quote, "We are very concerned that this project proposing the transport of nuclear material currently stored at 80 commercial reactors in 35 states across the country lacks meaningful consultation afforded our Pueblos and subjects our communities, environment, and sacred sites to unimaginable risk over many decades," end quote. The council joins with the growing local opposition and concern about the project, including New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, the New Mexico State Land Commissioner, four members of New Mexico's congressional delegation, Fasken Oil and Ranch, and the Permian Basin Land and Royalty Owners, and environmental and public health groups. There are growing concerns that the federal government is not meeting its responsibilities to create a permanent repository for the high-level radioactive waste. Congresswoman Deb Haaland said, quote, "Every community deserves to live free from the impacts of radiation. But transportation of nuclear materials puts Native communities at risk of radiation contamination along the route to Holtec's proposed storage facility. Our communities have already borne the brunt of the nuclear fuel cycle, and this country is still failing to address those contaminated sites. I stand with the All Pueblo Council of Governors to protect our resources and our families from the brutal consequences of storing nuclear materials at a temporary facility, New Mexico or Texas," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website, nuclearactive.org.